Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. The weather has certainly changed overnight, and that makes this show all that much better because we're going to talk about comfort food. We're going to talk about ways to get your house ready for the coming festive season, get it more comfortable and warm. Lorraine Berry's in the studio with me, and she is a feng shui consultant. How are you, Lorraine?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. Can't wait to talk later about all those great ideas you have, because I think people couldn't really envision what that would be like, because our weather has been so great for so long.
I know.
And then now, just like that, it's changed, right?
Makes you think about how you need to change.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're also going to talk to Carolyn Taylor about the UN Limited Women's Awards, which are coming up, which will be great to honor lots of women in our community. I also want to say a shout-out to the Mount Doug Rams and the Belmont Bulldogs last night. A wonderful game. Mount Doug Rams are number one in Canada, which is an amazing feat for a local football team. And a thanks to all the volunteers, parents, and teachers who help all these kids in all the different programs and town, you know, to go out and perform in these sports. It's really amazing. Off the top, though, we have one of our friends of the show who is so warm and welcoming always. I feel like he's one of my best buddies. He's been on for the last couple of years. Peter Graben, the man chef. How are you?
Hi, not bad, not bad. Hi.
Hi.
It's all well in Toronto, and it's cool here, and everything is fine.
That's great. Well, we've got, like, lots of wind. We had all the leaves on the trees till last night, and then today it's just a whole different ball game. But I think that kind of plays into some of the newsletters I get from you about, you know, one-pot meals and the catering trends for this fall and winter. And some of those are pies, which that's a classic, right? The crust and then the great filling, savory or sweet.
Correct. I mean, and you can do like a pie, or you can do a shepherd's pie in about 20 minutes to half an hour, ready in the oven, done. And it's easy, because if you use hamburger meat instead of stew, it can be done very, very fast.
Why don't you walk us through that? Because I know you're the man chef, but really you just want to get people. You are a caterer and a very well-known a chef in your area. And
right.
You're trying to get people, whether it's young men, older men, people in general, to learn just the basic skills to cook for themselves and enjoy the bounty which we have.
Correct, correct. I mean, even we did a class this weekend. We just did like a meat stew, but we used hamburger meat. And we sauteed off onions and garlic and put in the hamburger meat and sauteed that off so there was no more red on it. And added a jar of tomato sauce and some pine nuts and some veggies, whatever you want, and cook it off. And we made a squash, because all you have to do is peel it, cut it up, and boil it. And it takes about 15 minutes, and you mash it, and you put in a little bit of salt and pepper and some honey.
Ooh.
And it's gorgeous.
I think the honey, that's a good tip, because it takes that little bit of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't like the flavor of squash, right, because it's too bitter?
Right, but you put in a little bit of honey when it's doing, after you've mashed it, you put in the salt and pepper and the honey, and you can put in some butter if you want, and it's done. And it's done for you, and it's easy. And you serve it with the pasta. Matter of fact, last night for dinner, that's what we served in our house.
Wow. And you like your own cooking. That's a good sign.
Yes.
Well, we had all the grandchildren coming, and that's what we served, and it was lovely. And we also did that for the Man Chef class this week, because we're teaching them how to make very easy soups, like pasta and chickpea soup from a vegetable stock, which takes, and I tell them just to clean out the fridge to make a vegetable stock, put onions and carrots and celery in a pot and boil it up for 45 minutes, and that's a natural stock. And then just take, you'll saute off onions and garlic and put in chickpeas and boil it up, then put in the pasta, and soup is ready. And it's a great winter soup.
Yeah, soup is so good. My brother was talking about he's been making soups lately, and I think it's something we think, oh, well, you have to get it in a tin. Like, how would you possibly make that? But it really, if you start experimenting, it's just, like you say, anything you have, it's sort of a watery stew, isn't it, in a way?
Yeah, that's basically it. And what we teach them, because the beauty of it is we're trying to get people off the people put additives into food, and they put in, into when it's frozen or when it's fresh, and when you buy it in the store, they put in additives and they put in stabilizers. And we try and get people off that and make everything natural, like it used to be. So that's part of the lessons also.
Lorraine, you're from South Africa originally. What kind of traditional foods did you have when you were growing up that was served there?
Well, we had something called babuti, which is very much like a
nice babuti.
Pie. Yeah. called Babuti, and it uses turmeric and a little bit of curry in it. So it's like a yellow shepherd's pie, almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very delicious. It has raisins in it. It's quite a different one. Yeah.
Do you find that, Peter, like most cultures really have a similar dish, but slight...
South Africa, we have a lot of South Africans here, and they love pies.
Yes.
Oh.
They go... South Africans, you sell them a pie. Wow, they love it.
As long as they steak and kidney, yes.
Steak and kidney, or shepherd's pie, or chicken pot pie is another favorite. Because we have quite a few who come to our class.
Mm-hmm.
And for pies, they love it. And dessert pies, they go crazy for.
You know, I love pies. I love crust. Now, can you buy a crust, or is that totally bad?
We buy the puff paste. We buy the puff or the pastry.
Okay, so you can buy that. And you buy that in what area of your store do you buy that? I've never bought puff pastry before.
It's in the freezer.
And is it frozen then? So you get it and you have to unthaw it, and then you can just roll it out?
You roll it out and you put it on top of the pie dish, and you just cut it round, and you cut a hole in the top so the steam comes out. Oh. And that's it. And you brush it with egg wash.
Okay, so chicken pot pie. I love that. How do you make that? I'm going to do this one.
Patty, I'll send you the recipe. Basically, you saute off your onions and your garlic and the chicken, and you put in fresh corn and peas, and you put it in the casserole dish where it's cooked all the way through. You then put on the pastry, you cut it round, you decorate it, you cut a hole in the top, and you bake it in the oven, and it's ready.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything more comforting than a chicken pot pie. And good pastry. Well, that's good to know, though. You know, I think a lot of people think you have to do everything from scratch, and it's overwhelming to think, well, I don't know how to do pastry. Yeah. So I think that's great to give people permission that you can do this part and add that part and not have to do it all from scratch.
Well, to make puff pastry is a pain because you've got to turn it, and then you've got to mark it, and you've got to turn it again, you've got to mark it. And the guys have no patience.
No. I don't either. It's like sewing. And the other thing is sweet and savory. You're saying there's a lot of that now. There's the donut and the turkey and all these kind of combinations
weird,
coming in.
Weird, weird stuff.
Weird.
And salt cookies. Do you have the cookies with the salt on them?
No.
No. Strange things. They're putting rocks, so different kinds of salts on chocolate chip cookies and stuff like that.
Wow.
Strange stuff.
Well, how do you feel about all these changes? Do you kind of pick and choose which ones you like, or put them all out there and see what people...
It's wonderful, and I think that the people who, you know, people are becoming much more educated in food items, especially with all these cooking shows on the television.
Yeah.
And some of the people, a lot of people are watching them. And in fact, the reason that ManChef stopped is I have a South African friend who is semi-retired, and he was sitting at home watching these programs every day, cooking shows, and his wife would come home, and she would have to cook dinner for him. So he said, why don't we open up? He knew, I've known him for years. He said, Peter, you should open up a cooking school for men. And it came from him. And that was how it started.
I love it. I want to talk about one-pot meals when we come back. But before we go, give us a little tip about one-to-one ratio with butter and oil.
50% of each, because if you put in too much butter, it's liable to burn. If you put too much oil, it's okay. So you use half and half, and it's a beautiful flavor. The flavor profile onto the food is terrific when you do that.
Right. I know a lot of people do that with steaks and stuff, too, don't they? Like, that adds that kind of buttery.
You can do it with steaks. I mean, some people are trying to get away from oil and butter. I think if it's natural, it's not a problem, but some people have different opinions.
I'm with you. Don't sweat the small stuff. Yeah. It's all small stuff. Back in a minute, we're going to talk about one-pot meals with Peter Graben.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
This just into the newsroom, callers are reporting a mass...
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Shop Safeway and take advantage of all the savings, like frozen boneless chicken breasts. They're sold in the 4-kilogram boxes at $2.99 a pound. If it's Air Miles Reward Miles you're looking for, here are some incredible bonus offers. First, clip the coupon from this week's flyer, and with a minimum purchase, you'll earn 100 bonus Air Miles. The second is spend $100 and charge it to your American Express Air Miles credit card and earn 50 bonus Air Miles. Both offers in effect until closing Sunday. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
From personal training to sports physiotherapy, chiropractic shockwave, and surgical rehabilitation, Synergy Health Center has you covered for total body wellness.
At Synergy Health Center, we have everything you need to achieve your total body health and wellness goals. A health center for disease and injury treatment, a wellness center for maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and many sports performance services. We've got you covered as Victoria's largest integrated health and wellness team.
Synergy Health Center, near Quadra and McKenzie, and SynergyHealthManagement.com. Life is long. Live it well.
Hello, Michael here for Windsor Plywood in Langford. Come down and help us celebrate 25 years in Langford. Our celebration flyer has just hit the streets. Lots of bargains, flooring priced at 25% off, all kinds of doors value priced, plywood of every description, finished lumber and door cabinet hardware to fit every budget. Come and check out our hand-scraped slate veneer floor tiles and our new slate peel and stick backsplash tiles. 25 years serving and supporting our community.
The experts you need to know.
Hi, this is Terry Moore. You know, there's a lot of places to get your car washed, but very few places that do it right. Island Detail does it right. Get a professional quick clean exterior hand wash for $20. Add a thorough vacuum, including inside and outside windows, for $40. Island Detail at 740 Princess Street. Online at islanddetail.ca. And if your bumper's been scraped or dinged, bring it to Island Color. They'll smooth it out like it never happened. Same address, 740 Princess Street. Online at islandcolor.ca.
Welcome back. Let's catch you up on what you missed. Phase one is sold out.
But phase two is looking good.
Gonna have to contradict you there, Jen. Just two homes left in phase two.
What?
Well, you could guess the good news.
Phase three?
Yes, it's just open and is selling now.
Now I gotta go.
Jen?
The Hazelwood Crossing Parade of Homes, on now. Come down and imagine your custom floor plan, yard, garage, and no strata fees. All for a price that'll shock you. In a good way. Learn more at hazelwoodcrossing.com.
We are back with Peter Graben, the man chef, and Laureen Berry is with us. Just in the break, we were having one of your cookies, Laureen,
yes.
And those are really good. What are those called?
They're called soot cookies, which translated from an Afrikaans language is actually just sweet cookie, but they're actually a spice cookie.
Those are good. They're crunchy.
Yeah,
and
they're
kind of a little bit of, is it ginger?
It's ginger in it. It's got cinnamon in it. It's got cloves. Yeah, just a variety of spices. And you dunk them in your drink, your hot drink. They're really
Peter,
good.
These are good.
I'm sure
your friend could make those for you. Now he cooks.
Lauren, the other thing that the South Africans love is dal curry. They love curry.
Yes.
That's
and
so interesting.
Dal curry with the lentils. You know, that dal is the Indian word for lentils.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make that, that's a one-pot dinner. You can eat that, and it's so good for you.
So when they say, hey, doll, they're saying, hey, lentils? No. One-pot meals, comfort food, I think it's the best, like, you know, having a big slow cooker full of stuff. What is your preferred method? Do you like slow cookers? Do you like the oven? Do you like the stovetop to do these one-pot meals?
It depends what it's going to be. It depends how it wants to finish it. But making a one-pot meal like a risotto with chicken in it and chicken stock, that definitely goes in the oven because the children love them. It's all crisp and top.
Mm.
You know, and that's a winter dish that comes in a big crock pot. You know, but you make it with the chicken stock and you make a risotto with that, and it's fabulous. And you can make that in the oven, but some things like... If it's something with fish, it has to be done on the stove and it has to be done very fast because otherwise it has an odor to it, which you don't want.
I guess that's it too, right? You don't want to overcook certain vegetables. If you put everything in these things for hours at a time,
right,
you're going to have really mushy veggies.
Correct. And we teach the guys at Manchef how to blanch vegetables so that they look wonderful. They keep their color, and we show them how to heat them up fast. So they don't go all mushy, and they don't lose all the nutrients and all the nutritional value in them, and they present beautifully with all the colors. And when you blanch the vegetables, you keep the stock for soup because it all has all the good content from the vegetables going to the water of the stock.
And how long would you blanch? It's like a really quick process.
As soon as it comes to the boil,
okay,
you put it in boiling water. As soon as it comes up to the boil, you take it out and you put it in ice cold water.
Okay.
And each vegetable has its own characteristics, so that a carrot will take longer than, say, a green bean or asparagus. But when you blanch them and you put them in ice cold water immediately, it stops the cooking process and it has a lovely crispy, like an al dente. It's al dente, and it's the way vegetables should be cooked to death.
And you should probably put quite a bit of salt, shouldn't you?
No. People, well, salt is an issue. You put your salt and pepper enough that when it comes to the table, people don't have to add any more. But you don't put any salt in the boiling water when you're cooking them.
Okay.
You season them afterwards. But it's I see that the federal government in Canada has increased the amount of salt people should take. They're saying they're not taking enough, which is interesting.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
And the farm-to-table thing, too, I know you like that.
Sorry?
And farm-to-table, I know in your last newsletter you were talking about organic cheeses. And, you know, you can really put out a very simple buffet using some simple ingredients that people love, olives
right.
and cheeses and mushrooms.
Olives and cheeses. And in the center, if you do a fondue, which is coming back into fashion.
Wow.
You do a fondue in the center and do olives and all that kind of stuff and mushrooms and things like that. People can dip into the fondue, and it's wonderful. It's a great supper. And there's some fresh breads and natural cheeses.
And now they have way better fondue pots, right? They can be electric and everything else.
Yeah.
You don't have to have the oil spilling. And
that's right. It goes, but I mean, it's all coming back into fashion, which is terrific.
No kidding. And then you're talking kind of like about some of the strange things, intrigue and alluring. Give us some examples of kind of these strange combinations.
Oh, now you got me. You should have prepared me. Weird combinations, again, with the weird types of sandwiches with a donut with a turkey on it. And stuff like that.
And really the matzo ball, Latin version of a matzo ball. Matzo ball soup. You have some really cilantro consommé.
Yeah, well, the matzo ball soup, that's a strange, strange thing. There's all kinds of weird things we're trying out with everybody and everything. But it takes a special clientele to be able to sell that to.
I bet cilantro consommé. That's like a lot of people have a weird thing with cilantro, don't they?
I love cilantro. We make a corn fritter with cilantro.
Oh, wow.
Sweet corn, you know, fresh corn on the cob, cilantro, salt and pepper, and red peppers. And you make it like a pancake with that. It's actually an Australian dish. It's phenomenal.
Yum. What's your favorite one-pot go-to meal for this time of year, Lorraine?
Actually, I'm into soups a lot. Yeah.
Do you?
This time of year, I just, as you were saying, yeah, put in vegetables and stock, and you've got soups to go. We
Yummy.
Always have a pot of soup going.
Yummy. Now, Peter, what else is coming up for the festive season? What kind of things are you going to be catering?
What is coming up? We have all kinds of stuff coming up. We have quite a few events coming up because we're also in the catering business, so people are calling for events. And we just did one for somebody, when the guests arrive, we're starting out with a hot soup, and a leek and potato soup in a glass beaker when the guests arrive, as opposed to having hors d'oeuvres.
Wow. That's a good idea.
Which is lovely in winter. And then we're having a buffet, a salad with arugula, sliced radishes, and fresh corn niblets. Mm. And I'm doing a pan-fried fresh cod for the guests. We're cooking in the kitchen in front for the guests with a rusty potato and grilled asparagus and a mushroom strudel.
Oh my, you must be so organized to be a caterer. You must really, you got to really think about everything, because once you're there, you're kind of stuck. Have you ever had any, I'm sure you must have had situations.
Don't even ask for 40 years, you can't imagine.
And you just kind of go with it, right? You have to improvise, I guess.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, it's a tough business. It really is. It's chaos sometimes, but it works.
I'm sure, but you love what you do, and I know the Man Chef is something that you're very proud of and love to do, and we like sharing this time with you. Tell us how people can get a hold of you if they want to check out your website and all your tips.
The website is www.manchef.ca, and you've got all the information, all the stuff is on, everything that we do is on, all my rest menus are on there for catering and recipes, etc.
Nice. Well, I love how you share everything, Peter. You're just a great guy, and have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Lauren. Lovely speaking to you, too.
Okay. Take care, Peter.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Now we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk about You Unlimited, the awards coming up. Carolyn Taylor's on the phone. How are you?
I'm well, Patty. How are you?
Excellent. Now, you're a busy person. You do lots of things in town, 24 Karat Learning and the U Unlimited conferences. Tell people a little bit about your background and what you do before we get into the awards.
Thanks. I've been an event planner for a long time, and I've worked with different organizations like the Human Resource Management Association. And 3 years ago, I think you were even at the very first U Unlimited conference.
Yes, it was great.
I decided that it was time to start honoring women in our city for putting them up on a stage and helping them shine in their own light up on a stage. So my background has really led me to doing all that I do today, which has been mainly around event planning and that sort of thing.
How do you find all the different people that you have at your conferences and such? Because they're always really interesting, inspiring people.
Oh, I'm so lucky because people just come into my life. They've either come to one of my lunches or one of my conversation circles or different things, or they've been referred to me by somebody else, or I've just met them. Sometimes I just meet people in a lineup in a store and we get into a conversation and I know that they're going to be an amazing person to speak at one of my events.
Now, I have you on Facebook. I know you're a big yoga person too. What does yoga do for you?
Oh, it grounds me.
Yeah? What kind of yoga do you do?
I have my own home practice, and so I do a variety of different DVDs. I find I can't get into some of the studios at the classes that are scheduled, so I alternate between some Sean Korn DVDs, and I do Alice Bracegirdle's Belly Fit sometimes to mix it up. So not exactly yoga, but it's the same concept.
So you must be pretty disciplined to be able to do that at home and keep doing that and be committed to it.
Yeah, well, you know, if we don't do that kind of stuff, then we can't do everything that we need to do, right? We need to take care of ourselves and look after our health and our body and everything to be able to do all the things we need to do in the world.
Absolutely, and I know the show before us, they talk about a lot of fitness, and we do absolutely need to take care of ourselves. I know you're just getting over this cold, Laureen, so a lot of people have had that, so we need to do a little yoga, do a little something to get back in the groove.
That's right.
We come back after the break. I want to talk about the awards because those are coming up on November 27th. And there's how many categories here?
There's 11 categories that we've created.
Wow. I was hoping to see my name on there, but I don't see that. No.
Well, hopefully you'll have your name on the guest list and you'll be there with us.
That sounds good. We come back. We'll talk more about the awards coming up.
Most of the time, cookware is just cookware. But once in a while, something comes along that is truly advanced, like all-clad brush D5 cookware and multiple-purpose pans for making gratin and cocottes. Take advantage of in-store promotions while supplies last. And where will you find them? Henna & Company in Broadmead Village. Drop by today and pick up some all-clad cookware so that you get cooking with the very best. All-clad cookware made in the USA. Find it at Henna & Company in Broadmead Village.
Huffington Post calls it Game of Thrones meets Pretty Little Liars and Gossip Girl.
If you want the future King of France, and I was just a girl, not the queen of anything, would you want this?
Rain. See it first on M3. The all-new TV channel with exclusive premieres.
You can call me Queen Bee.
We'll protect you.
You can't even protect yourself.
Anyone who's close to you lives in constant danger.
Let me live that fantasy.
Rain. Exclusive new episode Wednesday at 5 on the all-new M3.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Jillian Vandergeis with CFAX 1070 News. Thompson Rivers University in Kamloops has helped launch a new type of online school where students pay only to have their work assessed. Open Educational Resource University is a partnership of 26 post-secondary institutions worldwide, including 4 in Australia, 4 in the United States, 10 in New Zealand, and the University of South Wales. Thompson Rivers University is serving as the anchor. The university requires no formal academic qualifications, offers free courses, uses exams to assess the learning of its students who then pay to have their work assessed for credit. A South African man is expected to finish his 8,500-kilometer cross-Canada run on Sunday in Tofino. Dave Chamberlain started his journey about 5 months ago in St. John's, Newfoundland, hoping to learn more about himself and what matters most in his life. He says Terry Fox is well-known in his homeland, and he thought following the icon's legacy would be a great way to see a country he's never visited. Chamberlain says once he leaves Vancouver Island, he'll do a little skiing in Whistler before trying to get a visa for the United States, where he's planning another run. British Columbians should be checking their Lotto Max tickets today. A ticket worth $25 million was sold in Victoria for last night's Lotto Max draw. The November 1st Lotto Max draw featured a $50 million jackpot, which was split between the Victoria ticket and another sold in the Prairies. Two other big winners were sold in BC. A ticket sold in the Powell River Sunshine Coast region won a max million prize of $1 million. And a ticket sold in Vancouver matched 6 of 7 numbers plus a bonus for a $316,000 prize. Ticket holders have 52 weeks to claim their prize, and the last time a $25 million Lotto Max jackpot was won in BC was in November of 2012. And if you're looking to get rid of a quickly rotting pumpkin on your doorstep this weekend, drop off your drooping jack-o'-lantern to the West Shore Best Buy before 2 o'clock today in support of muscular dystrophy research. For a donation, the Langford Fire Department will smash the pumpkins or even drop them from the high ladder. CFAX 1070 weather today. Periods of rain ending this afternoon and then cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. High winds for the Victoria area. In fact, a wind warning issued at the moment. Temperatures steady around 10 degrees. Tonight, mainly cloudy. 60% chance of showers in the early evening with wind continuing overnight and then slowing down just after midnight. Lows to 5 degrees. For your Sunday, mainly sunny with highs to 10 degrees. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:32.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We're back. Lorraine Berry is here. She's a feng shui consultant. We're going to talk later about great ways transitioning to fall and creating intimate spaces for the festive season. On the phone, we have Carolyn Taylor from U Unlimited, and we're going to talk about the awards, which are coming up. Local mums, just everyday people, right? These are mums, grandmas, daughters, business people. There was the criteria. What was the criteria to nominate someone, Carolyn?
The criteria was different for each of the awards, actually, and it was basically you could self-nominate yourself or somebody could nominate you, and we had different categories. We had the Unlimited Woman of Adventure, which was the woman who was always, like, adding something to her bucket list. We had the Unlimited Woman of Mentorship and Leadership for someone who'd really helped people in the community. We had the Unlimited Woman of Style, which was in honor of Bonnie Pollard, who
very nice
recently.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think that the criteria for that was something along the lines of, you know, she's like Audrey Hepburn, she walks in the room and everything lights up kind of thing.
Yes.
So it was really around who people are as opposed to what their title was or anything like that. And I just had somebody in my office actually half an hour ago who said, I just love what you do because you're really about who people are inside. And I thought, yeah, good. They've nailed it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's great on this show too, and Lifestyle, and meeting you and some of the people you've met, and Lorraine, and you know, you get to meet so many people in these roles that are so wonderful, and mm-hmm. you know, it's a blessing, right? Every day you get to learn something from someone and get to pass that on and help people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, and that's what U Unlimited is all about. It's about either meeting somebody or connecting with something or learning something that leaves you a changed person when you come after you've left one of our events.
Now, it's all done. Now the big ceremony, and that's when and where?
It's on my birthday.
Aww.
On November 27th. Yeah, I wanted to have a big celebration of women and
now
on my birthday.
You're 35, so. Right?
Something like that, yeah.
35, yeah, right, okay. November 27th.
Mm-hmm. And we're having it at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel in the David Foster Theater. So it's a beautiful location. And we're encouraging everybody to dress up. And, you know, when you're at a formal event and you run into somebody in the bathroom and you're like, oh, I just wish we could dress up more in Victoria. So I decided that we can dress up more in Victoria. And we're going to do it on that night.
Absolutely. No reason not to. And that's, of course, the David Foster Theater, and which is a lovely venue on Beach Drive. Mm-hmm. And that's 7 o'clock. And so how do you get the tickets for that, Carolyn?
They're on our website, which is youunlimited.com. So it's youunlimited.com.
And I see there's going to be a little dance, a little vocals, a little bit of something there that night, too, not just the awards.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. We've incorporated 10 different performances in between the awards. And so mm-hmm. we have, yeah, vocals, and we have different kinds of dance, and we even have a yoga, flow yoga sequence that's going to be done to music. So it's really going to be, I think it's going to be really unique, and I think it's something that we haven't done in Victoria before, so I'm pretty excited about
that's
that.
That's really cool. Now, how about these winners? So does everybody get the nod? So even if you're not the ultimate winner, you get a little bit of recognition.
Yeah, we had 114 nominations in total. And I have a committee of 10 amazing women in our city who are looking at all of the applications. And we went to the first round for the finalists. So we have actually 34 finalists because we had a tie in one category. And on that night, all of those 34 women are receiving a complimentary ticket to come to the event. And they'll all be recognized with their photo up on the screen. And then we'll select the final recipient for each award, and we're actually doing a photo shoot on Monday as well with all of the finalists, so that's kind of fun. BK Photography is doing that with us.
How wonderful. Now, I think I've seen this name before, Lynn Webb Thomas. Is that a friend of yours from...
Yeah, Lynn was a really dear friend of mine, and she passed away. She had leukemia, and she passed away, and I always was looking for a way that I could recognize her, and... Yeah, so this is my way.
Isn't that really special on your birthday, and you get to remember people that were meaningful to you and that set the example? She was mentorship and leadership, and that her memory lives on as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah, really important.
Well, thank you for all this. It's going to be a great night. And Laureen, if you want to nominate me next year, I'll nominate you. Oh, did they hear that? Oh, sorry. Carol Taylor, You Unlimited and 24 Karat Learning, thank you so much. And it's going to be a great event on November 27th.
Thanks. I hope to see you there.
You betcha. Take good care.
Okay.
Laureen, when we come back, we're going to talk about all things fall and seasonal and get people ready.
Yeah.
Maybe get rid of some of the clutter, rearrange those spaces and get them cozy and nice so they can have the one-pot meal, sit around and just enjoy. When we come back, more with Laureen.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Hope you're enjoying your Saturday. I'm Corrine May with What's Going On. Saturday, November 16th at Four Points by Sheraton Victoria Gateway, check out Wild Arc, Fall for Wildlife Dinner Auction. This fundraising event of the year is a special evening in which animal lovers and supporters come together to celebrate, bid at the silent auction, and support the life-saving work of the BCSPCA Wild Arc. Super Bowls of Hope is set for Wednesday, November 13th at the Inn at Laurel Point from 11 a.m. till 1:30. Choose a handcrafted bowl to keep, dine on soup prepared by master chefs, and participate in live and silent auctions, all in support of YES, which helps youth at risk in the downtown core. Langham Court Theatre presents Heroes, with performances running Thursday, November 14th to Saturday, November 30th. It's 1959 and three World War I heroes have been living for years in a home for retired soldiers and have formed an uneasy friendship, and they're plotting one more escape. That's your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Information alert! Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery. Information alert! 100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at DoddsFurniture.com.
Antiviral is helpful for acute viral attacks, may be effective in relieving sore throats, has antifungal and antibacterial properties, and long-term immune support. Find Natural Factors antiviral formula at The Vitamin Shop, where the price is always right and the service is excellent. The Vitamin Shop, 1212 Broad Street. Ask about their free delivery service, 250-386-1212, or visit CanadianVitaminShop.com. Get $2.50 off when you buy antiviral at The Vitamin Shop.
We are back talking to Laureen Berry. She is a feng shui consultant, and she's got lots of props here to show us and talk about later. But we're kind of talking about that transition, and you were talking about the elements, which are really what feng shui is based on.
That's right.
And that's interesting. It's tell us about the seasons and the one we're in right now.
Okay. Well, obviously the season we're in right now is fall, and the element for this season is metal. Previous to that was the summer, and the element for that is fire. If you go into winter after this, we're looking at the element of water, and in spring wood, which makes sense. So, Patty, you were asking me, do people think like, oh, this is wah, wah, woo, woo, you know, with metal and all of these energies. But energy and elements are around us in everything that we do. And I was just sharing the example with the actual seasons. So what metal represents in feng shui is a pulling in effect. Okay, so it's letting go of things. It's letting, like the leaves of the tree, they're dying, they're falling off. You're letting go of the past, and you're coming together to consolidate and look to the future for the new. So, and it makes sense because school starts now, back in universities, the fun time, the fire is over for summer. And now we let go of that energy and we start consolidating for the future. What's going to come next is going to be the winter, which is the water. We get lots of rain. It's the nourishing time. Water nourishes. And in the spring, we have the wood, which is the new leaves, the new life. So we go through cycles in everything in our lives. And it's very evident in the season. And
I've never heard it broken down that way. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
And this time of year, what kind of, you know, there's rituals as well. There's elements and there's rituals. Mm-hmm. And you had the metal bowl and you were going to go through that. But what are some of the rituals we go through?
Okay, well, the rituals we'll get to probably in the next, I've got three steps, okay, that we're going to go all for right. A smooth transition.
Okay.
And the rituals are great. Some people like rituals, but more than others. But I think basically we all do rituals. But to start with, a smooth transition, as I just mentioned, is letting go of the old. Mm. So that comes back to the big C word, clutter. And nobody wants to clean. It's a horrible job to have to clean. And we really do have to get on it, because if you have clutter in your home, it means that there is clutter in it. It creates blockages, whether it's spiritual, whether it's mental, whether it's physical in your body. You can actually look at your environment and it will reflect what's going on in your life. So clutter is a great indication that you're stuck somewhere, whether it's trying to find a job or whatever. Uh-huh. I suggest the first thing you do is go and clean out the clutter as much as you can. There's something very satisfying and liberating when you get it done. Yes, it's a chore to get done, but it definitely is worth it. And this time of the year, when you want to get rid of the old, it's time to get rid of the clutter.
I think what you were saying is true. When you liberate yourself, it doesn't mean you throw everything away. Some things you can pack away.
Exactly.
But it means that you don't have to always have everything you have looking at you in your face.
Exactly.
You don't need it all the time.
That's right. Well, we're looking at seasons as well. So why would you use the seasons for spring when you're coming into fall? You don't do it. We automatically change and we go through. We've just been through Halloween. We decorate for Halloween. We're coming up to Christmas. We decorate for Christmas.
Right.
You know, we change.
And if we listen, we know exactly. We want a different color in
fall.
Right. We have this feeling inside. Mm-hmm. So it's there already.
You will feel it. You will feel when your environment is good. So one of the biggest places where clutter or stuck energy is attracted as corners. Well, every home has corners, okay? So a good way to stop that from happening is to make sure you don't have heavy furniture or stored boxes or something like that in a corner. Quite often if you do, what you will find is there's maybe mold in the background, and that shows you that the air is not moving. So things you can do to lighten up the corners, first of all, clear it away, move the furniture away from it so that, you know, air can move around it. You can put up a wind chime. You can put in a nice airy plant, as long as it's live and healthy. You can put in a water feature. There's so many great little water features right now that you can buy for your home. It keeps that energy going. It makes a nice water sound. Those are great ways to clean out the corners. Another thing is clothes closets and cupboards. They have a way. I like to liken those to the bowels of our home. We stuff everything in there. We hide it.
Yeah.
We don't want to see it, but it can go stagnant in there. And so it's a good idea to get that cleared out. So a great motto to stick to is, if you don't use it, then lose it.
Yeah, get rid of those leather pants from the 70s.
That's right. Unless you're going to keep them for another Halloween and then store them away with your Halloween stuff.
Right.
Exactly. And then we get into the rituals, which are kind of interesting. So I don't know. Do you follow any kind of rituals?
Oh, lots.
if we think about it, just in the morning, the ritual of getting up, brushing our teeth, having our breakfast, doing all those things. So it's one thing to say we don't do rituals, but we actually do, because we're creatures of habit.
Yeah.
So to capitalize on these kind of things, you can use rituals to help you get rid of psychic buildup, energies that are not good for you. And we're talking about fall. So let's get rid of that stuff and let's start anew. We're starting to look at a new energy. So there's a few rituals I've got here, which are kind of interesting. And as you said, I've got a few props in here. So one of the most basic ones, and a lot of people probably do this, is you can just light a candle. It could be scented in your favorite scent, your favorite color. Again, if you're going to go into feng shui, you can select a color that matches a certain thing you want to do. Again, red is energy, it's heart, it's vibrant, it's love. If you want to attract love into your home, or you're having problems in your relationships, a red candle or a white candle or a pink candle, which all represent the lover relationship area, use one of those. Mm-hmm. And when you are lighting the candle, you can either leave it to infuse the energy into your home, or you can sit quietly and listen to a meditative tape, like I've got a tape here. Mm-hmm. It could be just earth sounds, you know, water running, birds chirping, that kind of thing. Whatever makes you feel comfortable. It could be just soft music in the background. And just spend some time and think about what you want to change as this candle is lit. I don't know about you, but I love fireplaces and candles. I can watch them. Just the flickering flame is just
absolutely
mesmeric.
Absolutely, and nowadays I know fire is a big element to have, mm-hmm. and you can get a fire, in it, whether it's a candle or electric or whatever. You don't have to have a purpose-built fireplace anymore.
Yeah, and of course you get the electric ones right now, so if you're in a place where you cannot have an open flame, those
it
work just
so
as
much.
Well.
Yeah, and I really do think that what your intention, what you put out, whether it's in yoga or in prayer or however you do it, your intentions are so important.
Yeah.
If we think things are bad, they will be bad.
Yeah.
We need to put those intentions out. That,
absolutely.
It's glasses half full.
Exactly. And getting into one of these meditative states, and you don't have to go deep into it. I mean, if that is your thing and you love to do meditation, by all means do so. But, you know, it's just the relaxation. Just feel
the breath,
yourself
like
relax. Exactly. Another great one is to have an orange peel bath. And it should be done in nines. Nine is an important number in feng shui. So normally this is done with nine oranges. I'm sorry, I'm not going to peel nine oranges for my bath. So take one orange and cut the peel into nine pieces and throw it into your bath water and relax in that water when you're there, and just imagine yourself or visualize yourself free from harm or disease or ill will. Now you can double up on this. If you want, you can bring in your music and you can bring in your candle at the same time. So you get this sort of added built-up effect of
and
just having this relaxation. Exactly. So another one also is a singing bowl. And I've got my singing bowl here. I love it. A lot of people do have singing bowls, or you can also use bells or chimes. And you can go around your home using your singing bell.
Let's hear that.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can do it. Did you want me to try
it?
Yeah. Okay, let's see if I can get it going. You might be able to hear it. It builds up a very high resonance.
Oh,
not sure
cool.
You can pick that up.
That's neat. And and where do you buy something like that?
You can get them from New Age stores. There are a few good ones right in Victoria. Mm-hmm. Or you can buy them online as well. So,
And what does that do for you?
It clears the energy. It makes a very clean energy where you are. So if you're going to do any kind of a ritual where you want to get rid of bad energy in your home, I will do that first and I do a certain salt burning ceremony. And then afterwards I will go around and clear or fine-tune the energy with my singing bowl. So it's a great ritual to go through. If you have your own singing bowl, don't let anyone else use it. It becomes yours and your energy aligns with it. So use it within your home and you can feel the difference, definitely. I've been in places where it won't work. The energy is so thick and heavy and evil in there.
Wow.
Yeah. So it does definitely tell. And the more you work with it, the more you get to align yourself with it and you can really read the energy well. So another one which I really like for a ritual is count your blessings ritual. So what we have here is 108 beads, and this is called a mala prayer beads. And it's 108 beads. What you do is you will go through blessings every day. So you'll be thankful for something that's happened in your life. It could be a blade of grass. If you're going out for a walk and you're just thankful for nature, you would hold one bead, be thankful for that, and then in between it, you would say things like, thank you, God, for everything. Now, you can adjust that, obviously, to whatever you're comfortable with. And then you would go to the next bead, and, well, I thank you for my wonderful family. Thank you, God, for everything. I thank you that I have food to eat. Thank you, God, for everything. So you would go through this 108 times. It's a great thing to do if you go for walks.
Yeah.
Take it with you. The idea of the beads is so that you don't lose track and you can keep it. So if you're Catholic and you use rosaries, mm-hmm. there's 54 beads in the center or the circle part of the rosary. You can use that and go through it twice.
So, and people, you know, I think that's a great way to start your day is mm-hmm. before you just jump out of bed sometimes
right.
even is to take a big breath and really
be thankful.
Know what you're thankful for. Lorena has got her book here too, What You See Is What You Get, Transform Your Dreams from Possibility to Reality Using the Bagua Vision Board. We have one copy of that to give away for our third caller. The number here is 250-386-1161. If you'd like to come and get that book, What You See Is What You Get. When we come back, more with Lorraine about your festive spaces.
CFAX 1070 is your home for Vancouver Canucks hockey.
This afternoon, national bragging rights are on the line as the Leafs pay a visit to Rogers Arena. Play-by-play at 4. Join me, John Shorthouse, along with Dave Tomlinson for Canucks hockey right here on CFAX 1070.
Stay with us for all the action all season.
Brought to you by Harbor Air Seaplanes and Romeo's Restaurant.
This is where the pros play. CFAX 1070.
When someone you love needs home care, you want them to see familiar, friendly faces. Verity Home Care is a 24-hour service known for giving elders personalized care. Hi, I'm Deborah Morrow, president of Verity Health Resources, a professional, full-service home support company. Call us for your free consultation today. Remember, at Verity, the nurse is always in. Call now at 216-4181 or online at verityhealth.ca and ask about our veterans discount, 216-4181.
I know that taking care of my skin with effective treatments and medical-grade skincare products will help my skin age better. And have I told you I love Dermaspa staff?
In November, treat yourself to a customized facial and add on a half-hour relaxation massage or an organic salt scrub free. Visit Dermaspa's physician-led team by Dr. Harlow Hollis on Oak Bay Avenue or online at dermaspa.ca.
It's that time of year again. The leaves are changing, the weather is getting cooler, and winter will be here soon. Your roof can really take a beating in the wet and the cold. It might be time to get your roof fixed or replaced. It's not too late to call Ariel Roofing to find out. They'll help review all of your options and help you determine what needs to be done to your roof. Ariel Roofing. Honest about roofing. For a free estimate, get in touch at arielroofing.ca.
We are back. Welcome to the winner of the book. And also, we had a question by email. A guest wants to know about biltong, where you can get that.
Well, I make a lot of it myself, but a good place to buy it is at Aubergine's. They're on Gladstone. They're a South African store. So just off Fernwood. Leon runs the place. He's a South African. You'll know him immediately from his accent. And they have great products there. I think it's Serengeti or the people that supply him. This place is in Vancouver as well. But yeah, locally, Aubergine's on Gladstone.
And John, if you need any more information, you can always contact me. I'm lifestylewithpattymack.com. Is my website, and you'll find a link how to get a hold of me. And I always like to hear from you about guests, about ideas. Just keep in touch. It's great to always share, and that's how we get to all these great interviews. Lorraine is a feng shui consultant. We're talking about transitioning to fall. Now we're going to talk about the metals.
Yeah, okay. So the element for fall is metal, and to help you through this transition and to support you through this this period of time or this season is to bring more metal into your home. So obviously metal items will work, but we don't want it to look like the whole place is metal. Okay. So things that represent metal are the color white. So things that are round, oval, and of course, real metal and metal colors. So your golds, your bronzes, those kind of things. And you can bring more of that into your environment. That'll support the metal and element in your home. The place in your home that is all metal is the children and creativity gua. So if you're coming straight into your home from your front door, it is the middle right-hand side of your home. So think about a tic-tac-toe divided into nine different areas. If you lay that type of a map over your home, find that middle right-hand sector, and that is your children and creativity area, which is a metal element. So it's good to put a lot of metal element in that area. Again, don't overdo it. It's got to feel comfortable to you. But if, say, your living room is in there, maybe you want to bring in white. If you want to put in white cushions, that's great. Maybe that's not a good idea for a living room. So right. What you could do is go to the elements before that, which is the fire. I talked about feng shui having five elements, and there's a productive cycle. So fire creates earth creates metal, and red metal. So if we go back, you can use earth colors. And if you go back further, you can use fire colors. So maybe because we're coming into the Christmas season, you can use reds. And because it's fall, you can use oranges. Those are all fire elements. So they're actually a productive cycle of metal. So if you don't like the white, you can bring in that. If you don't want to use colors at all, use shapes. The ovals, round cushions, that kind of thing. So that's how you bring in more
metal.
And
people naturally kind of gravitate to that this time of year, don't
they? They do. Those seem to be the most colors anyway.
And they kind of can transition also into the festive season, some of these things too, right?
Exactly. And if you're going to use the productive cycles, the reds and the earth tones, you can also use their shapes. So things like triangles, stars, spiky things. And we see a lot of that coming into the Christmas season. So those are great things again. One word of caution when you're decorating for Christmas, don't get carried away with the red too much, because it is a very lively energy. So it sparks life. And if you, again, have family members and things over that, you may end up with fights, arguments. It could spur a lot more antagonism and that kind of thing. So
all this affects how we feel and how we operate.
Absolutely does.
So how would you ground that then?
You would just not use as much of the red. You can bring it down with the other colors, muted it. A lot of people don't go with red and green anymore in Christmas. You get things like purples and blues and golds and that kind of thing.
No, it's definitely changed with tinges of red. Yeah. So just quickly before we wrap up here, let's talk a little bit about getting that festive space cozy, because I think no matter how big your room is, people want to feel intimate.
Yes.
If it's a high ceiling or anything else, you got to bring that in. How do we do that?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things you've got to do in a big room is create clusters, little areas. Think about walking into a big area in a hotel. They don't have it laid out as one room, okay? You've got little clusters, tables and chairs in different places. So try and arrange furniture in little clusters in different areas in a big room. But one of the important things to do with that is try and tie it together with a rug. So in order for it to feel cozy and not lost in space, have an area rug and make sure that all of the furniture, at least 1 foot of a chair or a table, touches the rug. So if you have an oval rug or a round rug, make sure 2 or 3 of the chairs are actually touching that.
And we feel grounded, don't we, when
exactly.
we have a little bit of something under our feet?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, and then if you want thoroughfares to go around it, a good way to use it is longer rugs. So it automatically directs people to, if you're going to go to the kitchen or you want to go to the food table, this is the route you take. Don't walk through the clusters of the intimate places.
A little roadmap.
Exactly.
And don't have too high light, too low light. Lighting is very important.
It's very important. And of course, candles and things like that are always great, cozy.
And the fire.
That's right.
People want to know more about you. You have your monthly feng shui newsletter, which is free and which is full of great information.
It's a free club for enthusiasts, feng shui enthusiasts, or curious newbies. It's called monthlyfengshuiclub.com. And as I say, it's free. You do have to sign up to be able to read all of the newsletters and the articles, but there's no charge for it. So again, that's www.monthlyfengshuiclub.com.
And there's always really lots of great articles about everything in there, about life and all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
That come
across
your path.
Exactly. I'm very much into all of that and how we think and how our minds create our reality and our thoughts. So you'll find a little bit of all of that in there.
Just quickly before we go, this time of year when people start being very affected by the weather because it's maybe dark and gloomy and they maybe have a seasonal disorder, how do we kind of break out of that? What kind of elements can we use with us to keep us bright and cheery or feeling more focused?
Definitely bringing in more of the fire elements. So lots of lights, the red colors again, anything bright. So we don't want anything drab as we come into the winter. Winter color is black. And although we want to grow from that, we don't want to be taken down with it because water has a downward movement. So creates depression.
Well, we're going to keep bright and cheery.
Yes.
Have that light and that
absolutely.
Red. Great having you on the show, Lorraine, as always. Emily, thank
I
you today.
It.
And until we meet again, get out there, enjoy, and get those leaves out of those drains. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.